I must admit that the minister was interested in ensuring that all teacher unions would take part in the curriculum review, but as PT that there were a number of ministry officials that were not happy with our participation and were not part of the team that did the preliminary survey and came up with a document for consultation. We were not part of that. We only joined midway, and even though we joined midway, there were some provinces like Mashonaland and the East, and even some provinces also, that were not interested in ensuring that PTZ members would take part in the review. But of late, we have also been involved and have received the draft curriculum from the ministry. So our members were there when the draft curriculum was given by the ministry. But we would have loved a situation where the draft curriculum was released and we would take it to our members so that they interrogate it. And lastly, we would have an all stakeholders conference where industry, educationists, politicians, churches would be there, and we rigorously analyze the draft curriculum to see whether it resonates with what we want as Zimbabweans so that it could take us forward.
So now, can we say that you were part of the system where you made a decision to actually introduce Chinese, French, Swahili, and Portuguese? Can that be implemented?
I must admit that the introduction of all the, I think it's a political decision. We have not interrogated. We are a union. We need to base our conclusions on the consensus of our members as teachers. While this, I don't see anything wrong with the introduction of those things. I think it's a political decision that would have needed a lot of time in order to seriously interrogate its suitability to our situation. I don't think learning Chinese is wrong, but it depends on, it must be a product of widespread consultation. Because we were not involved, because teachers were not part of the team that went out to ask the students and teachers, I cannot say with confidence that is coming from the people. I don't know whether it was said by people, but as a union, our intervention was, our involvement was minimal, so that I cannot say whether that's a product of consultation or that's a product of perhaps the government of the day.
So now when we look at some of the issues that are contained in this document, there's also a proposal to introduce some kind of skill orientation program. So it involves maybe some people being conscripted into the army. Do you agree with that?
No. We were very clear in the meeting. Our members who attended the draft consultation with the ministry officials, they were very clear in their meeting with the ministry officials that the issue of industrial attachment as enunciated in the Gramasanga Commission is what we are looking for. That the industrial attachment must be part and parcel of the student's examination process. So, rather than coming at the end of completion of Form 4. So we want continuous assessment in which industrial attachment is part and parcel of the continuous assessment and is part and parcel of the curriculum examination, rather than for the students then, as reported in some media newspapers, that there would be attachment after completing Form 4. It would serve no purpose. So we told the minister, because we also met the minister and the SPTZ management committee, and we made our position very clear that we don't think that industrial attachment can come after writing all-level examination. It must be part and parcel of all-level examination, and the